For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children. It was always in his plan. God said, let us make man. He had a plan for he said it. And so he spoke it. Because he had planned us out before he didn't create the foundation of the world. Now notice, in his delightful plan, in his delightful children, should I say, through our union with Christ, the anointed one, so that his tremendous love that cascade over us would glorify his grace. Cascade. You say, what is that? Well, let me give you a picture. Have you ever seen a rocky mountain and a water flowing off that mountain? If you walk on that waterfall, that water will wet you up good, woman. That's what he's saying. His love is cascading over you like water coming off a mountain. Drenching you with all of who he is. Hallelujah. You can't walk from under that water flow and walk from under there and say, I'm dry. No, you wet. You stay from under long enough, you get dry. But this, he have lavished this upon us. For what? So we could be like him. And now I am like my father. Hallelujah. For the same love, now listen to this now. For the same love he has for his beloved one, talking about Jesus, his beloved one Jesus, he has for us. The same love he has for his beloved one Jesus, he has for us. And this unfolding plan brings him great pleasure. It brings him great pleasure to get you in that place where he unfolds that plan in your life and you see it. And you go, wow, wow. You won't have time looking at that crazy stuff over there. Wow, Lord. Wow. Yes. Glory. Yes. And then people look and say, what's wrong with them? They seeing something you can't see and you're not seeing. Wow, this glorious plan. I don't have a care. I don't have a worry. I don't have anything. Oh, God, all I got to do is just do what you say. Some people say, Since we are John... Now watch this, since we are now joined to Christ, we have been given the treasure of redemption. See, redemption is a treasure. Watch this, the treasure of redemption by his blood. Now watch this so you can hear. The total cancellation of our sin. The total cancellation of our sin. Not... I mean, your sin, my sins. Now you can. That's what's going to be so hard on a sinner and a man that plays the fool. Okay. When they get to hell and they did not receive Jesus, they're going to say, "My God, what a fool I was! My sin was totally canceled out. God didn't have nothing against me. All I had to do is receive life, and I turned it down."
Amen.
I didn't have a sin. I didn't have a guilt. I wasn't ashamed. It was nothing. I mean, everything that was against me he removed it. And all I had to do was receive Jesus. But I thought that cigarette was something. I thought that dope deal was something. I thought chasing those women was something. I thought, yeah, that's right. That's why we're preaching the gospel.
Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. Now you're burning. Yeah. I thought watching that pornography was something going on, watching all that. No, no, no. That stupidity gone to seed. And grace will set you free. And a man, a woman, a person sitting in this building, plus me standing here, hadn't been tempted. And I was taking a step further. And a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, anybody sitting, standing, and I think I'm pretty much the only one standing, hadn't done something wrong. But that's what grace is for. To free you. And thank God I'm not guilty. But I'm free. And I don't care about the opinion of men, what they say. Hallelujah. I'm enjoying my liberty.
Yes.
Total cancellation. All because he cascading his riches. Cascading riches of his grace. Cascading the riches of his grace. This superabundant grace is already powerfully working in us, is working in me, releasing within us all, listen to what it releasing, all forms of wisdom and practical understanding. What kind? All forms of wisdom. If you, whatever you need wisdom for, that grace is releasing that to you. Did not James say, if any man likes wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally? Do we take God his word, or we just think he's just saying something? Verse 9. And through the revelation of the anointed one. Now listen to what he's saying there. Through the revelation of the Anointed One, he unveiled his secret desire to us. Through the revelation of his Anointed One, he unveiled his secret desire. The world don't know this. But he unveiled them. That means he revealed them to us. His secret desire to us. The hidden mystery of his long-range plan. And I got it. I don't care what go down, I win. I can't lose. Yes, you are tested. Yes, opposition will show up, but I can't lose. Only way I lose, I have to give up my place. But he has fitted me, placed me, in Christ, with divine grace, his God-given divine ability have been given to me, granted to you and me. And by faith, we walk therein.
Hallelujah.
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 You ready for some more? I got 2 minutes. Ooh, Jesus. He said this long-range plan, which he was delighted to implement from the very beginning of time. Now listen to this verse. He was delighted to implement this. It wasn't a force. Nobody held the gun on God and made him force him to do this. He did it out of his love. He implemented this plan for you and me. Why? Because he loved us. Now, for us to turn him down, that's what would be real funny. Verse 10. And listen to this. And because of God's unfailing purpose, because of what? Say this. Because of God's what? Unfailing purpose.